At 12 o'clock, always we're used to that night, you know, 12 o'clock in the daytime, that's the middle, you know.
Yeah.
Well, in the afternoon, see, it sets or go down, you know, it's 7 or 7:30, something like that.
He's trying to get to see, what do you call it, sundown or sunsets or what? That's what
he told me. He said sunset. I just was
well,
talking about
back now from the old road guy. I know. It's so smart now with the English and all.
Well, but we're not interested in the smart English and the book learning. What I want to know
is
how people talk.
I've been used to it all my life that way, don't you see?
Sure.
When the sun went down, the sun.
Well, I'm not. Listen, I'm not a
night. Then night will begin then to get dark.
That's what I'm interested in. I don't care what they say in school,
because
that's all artificial. You see, I mean, people talk is
when the sun comes up every morning. You know, where it begins to get daylight before you see it, and then when you see the sun, well, then you start your day's work.
I see.
And once you go down and disappear for night, well, then
that's the end of the day.
That's the end of the day.
But would you call the time before before you can actually see the sun, but after it gets to be light, what would you call that?
He always says the sun's about ready to rise. It's getting daylight back in now. That's his word every morning.
Yeah.
Well, after she gets up, I don't... Only... It all depends how... with the weather, well, you know, but I can be in the field and I can look up there that sun, and I
tell exactly what time
I won't miss it very far.
See, it's 10.
You get on these landlines running north and south, and they call it the EK equation, you know.
Well, let me ask you a few more questions here. What would you say if the big hand were over here, what time would you say it was?
You're talking about the minute hand?
Yeah, the minute hand over there.
Well, now let me see what.
Well, I mean, it doesn't matter what hour. I mean, you know.
No.
That's my watch.
Well, that was 12 here, right here.
No, my 12's up here.
12, right back there?
Yeah. So if it were on the if the minute hand were on the 9,
this would be 15, and that would be 30 minutes. That would be 60. I would.
So you say
it was over there?
Yeah.
That'd be say 45 minutes.
Yeah. See, what I'm interested in, some people say quarter till, some people say quarter two, some people say 15 till, some people say 6:45. You know. I myself, I always say 45, like you. Mm-hmm. Well, that's the sort of thing that I'm interested in these questions right now. Mm-hmm. See?
Schooling's hard, man. Schooling's hard for young people.
Okay, if there's been a storm and then the rain stops and the clouds disappear and the sun comes out, we say that the weather is. What would you say the weather is doing then? Right
well,
after.
Well, she's fat off.
Fat off.
Fat off.
Okay. That's what I'm interested in. What would you call a very heavy rain that doesn't last very long?
Well, if it's not too bad, if it's a bad one, you'd call it a water spout or something like that, you know.
If it's not too bad, what would you call it?
He
too bad,
just said the
big
other
rain,
day this was a rain,
rain
shower.
A mighty good rain. Yeah.
Okay. Now, what would you call a shelf over the fireplace there?
Mantelpiece.
That's
what I've been used to all my life.
Yeah. Okay. What do you call those things that hold the logs in a fireplace?
Endines.
Endines. All right. There are not any right answers for these or wrong answers. I just want to see what he calls them, you know. So.
Well, that's an old iron kettle that's between those endines. They don't use them anymore.